From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click.
Click, click, click.
Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
It's Tuesday, October 12th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today: jobs data, worker sentiment, and filling the gaps. What's next? And the uncertainty of the future for SMBs with a new pace of change. This is the Business of Tech. On Friday, I forgot Monday was a holiday and that I had actually scheduled the day off. And as the U.S. returns to a full work day today, there's more discussion about what's next. Grant Thornton asked office workers in professional services jobs about their return. 56% are looking forward to returning, and 40% said they'd seek another job if forced to return full-time. Over two-thirds said working from home has improved their work-life balance, and 33% are actively job searching. It's also hitting tech jobs, too. They're up 15% from 6 months ago, per analysis by the National Foundation for American Policy based on data from EMSI Job Posting Analytics. Indeed, it told Axios that U.S. software development job postings in September were up 73% compared with February, while total U.S. job postings are up about 43%. LinkedIn says the number of U.S. job openings for the software and IT industry has grown 119% since the start of the pandemic. Recruiting software company ICIMS told Axios that job openings for tech occupations are up 69% since January. Which may be why Amazon has announced they are letting employees work from home indefinitely, and individual teams can set their own approaches. No one-size-fits-all anymore. Pew Research adds some color. Gen Z, or those born after 1997, are interested in the tech space. 3 in every 10 members of Gen Z say software developer is the role they are most interested in after college. Overall, the September employment report shows only 194,000 jobs added. The hiring surge predicted for September did not come to pass. The message? Workers are looking for both safety and compensation. Why do we care? There's an interesting piece in The New Yorker I'm referencing that highlights how the confusion plays to executives, allowing them to reduce confusion over their reopening plans, particularly without clear metrics, to the end. I'll offer there's also an unwillingness to admit they can't force employees, and it's easier to leave things vague rather than cede the argument completely. We care, because I'd also make an argument here, that for business leaders, particularly small business ones, there's an opportunity to differentiate. Designing a clear option that doesn't look like the past can be a draw. Diverse benefits, four-day work weeks, or task-only based metrics, or higher pay regardless of location, all could attract employees. There's also space for broadening the net, hiring those younger or less experienced and training them now rather than waiting. There are humans out there looking for other options. Good enough rather than perfect might be the answer. I talked about workers, now how about customers? A new survey of the National Association of State Chief Information Officers, quoting State Scoop, 94% said the pandemic had either somewhat or dramatically increased the demand for digital government services. While the public health emergency has cooled somewhat over the course of the year, citizens' growing expectations that their state governments be accessible online has prompted a surge in development, with one CIO telling the survey they oversaw 10 years' worth of deployments in 8 months. More broadly than just governments, Tech Republic looks at the SMB market in a new poll. Quoting the article, last year, 60% of respondents said that COVID-19 forced them to alter their digital transformation plans. That number increased to 62% this year. Digital transformation priorities also changed year over year. In 2020, the majority of respondents at 68% focused on implementing remote digital tech that could facilitate collaboration, digital and online training, 56%, and IT and business process automation, 39%. In 2021, however, only 32% of respondents were prioritizing collaboration tech for remote workers. Further, focusing on digital and online training decreased to 26%, and IT business process automation only ranked high for 23% of respondents. Social media initiatives topped digital transformation projects for 23% of respondents last year, but that number decreased to 8% this year. By far, digital capabilities centered around collaboration tools brought the greatest benefit for 42% of respondents in 2021. Cloud-based computing systems such as HR, CRM, ERP, and office systems benefited 17% of respondents, and 8% of respondents cited digital analytics as the digital tech delivering the most benefit. And Tech Aisle 2, with a warning of uncertainty. The most significant proportion of SMBs, 42% of small businesses and 32% of mid-market firms, state that they are unsure of what the next 10 to 15 years will look like for their industry. Other SMBs worry about their ability to cope with the pace of change. An average of about 25% of SMBs report that they are struggling to keep up with the pace of change, and nearly 20% state that they do not know if they will be able to compete over the next decade. Against this backdrop, a cadre of forward-looking organizations, 15% of small businesses, roughly a quarter of mid-market firms, are battling barriers to become a digital business by 2030. Why do we care? Because we're also not going back to what was from technology implementations. The landscape is moving pretty fast. Those priorities shifted in just 1 year, probably because they addressed those issues in 2020 around collaboration, because they had to. Now companies are moving on to new priorities and struggling to keep up, too. In my editorial this weekend, I push back on those who aren't embracing change. Not at a reckless speed, but the core idea that technology services firms need to help in this space. The pace of change and the confusion on the future is a space to change paths in. But not moving along leaves one behind faster than ever. Did you know that the average MSP spends 10 hours manually inputting accounting data each week? That time is 120 prospect calls, a month's worth of the business of tech, or building an entire Lego Death Star. Gazinta Mobius can make your life easier through accounting automation. Automatic sync of invoices, expenses, and inventory from ConnectWise Manage into QuickBooks Online in just a single click of a button. With onboarding, direct support, and regular feature releases, Gazinta is a family-owned company dedicating to making software suck a little less each day. Visit them at gozinta.com. That's G-O-Z-Y-N-T-A.com. Thanks for listening. A bonus holiday I forgot about when I was saying things on Friday. But don't forget, Killing It Live next Wednesday. Sign up at killingitlive.com, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.